Political activists in Puerto Rico are in a battle with the island's conservative governor and legislature over a new law set to go into effect next month that could lead to prison sentences for people who protest at Puerto Rico's capital. A coalition of labor, student, and civil rights groups recently sued the Fortunio administration for its use of excessive police tactics to limit protests at the capital and to break up student protests back in 2010. Earlier this week, the Puerto Rico chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union amended that lawsuit in an attempt to stop the implementation of restrictive laws against protesting recently enacted by the legislature. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the issue with William Ramirez, director of the Puerto Rico ACLU.
We have a situation in Puerto Rico where the current government in power has done everything they can to suppress speech when they were not able to suppress speech through whatever means they were attempting. Then they began to use the police as what I have always called a political police, which is a police that goes after people that protest and that dissent, and then some way or another are trying to get a message out against this government's policy. The lawsuit is premised around a situation that occurred at the Capitol building. We call it here the Capitol building riot, a situation where approximately 1,000 people appear at the legislature to protest. Some were supposed to go in and listen in on the austerity measures that were being discussed, but they were not allowed in. Instead, they were beaten, pepper sprayed, tasered, and just about everything you can think of. That spread out to the outside where the other protesters were, and many of the protesters were beaten and pepper sprayed and tasered and all these other things that I have mentioned, to the point where many were taken to hospitals. It was a really bad situation. And so what we've done is we filed a lawsuit in which we're saying that the Puerto Rico Police Department is incurring a pattern and practice of suppressing speech by means of force in violation of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. That's the original lawsuit that we filed on August the 6th. Mm-hmm. A couple of days ago, we amended the lawsuit to now include the passing of a statute which is Article 297B of the criminal code, the Puerto Rico criminal code, which was just signed into law. In that article, what the legislature has done, it has basically made a protest at the legislature a criminal offense, which is punishable for up to 3 years in jail. Mm-hmm. It's a fixed sentence of 3 years in jail. There is no discretion.
I see.
So that now, what we did was we amended the lawsuit to say not only are protesters in Puerto Rico, or citizens that want to protest in Puerto Rico, subjected to physical violence, but they can now also be arrested and sent to jail for 3 years, fixed sentence. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is that given this environment in Puerto Rico, speech in Puerto Rico has been chilled by both the Puerto Rico police and the legislature.
Now, in many cases, when these types of laws are passed, there is very specific instances given. Sometimes they even tell the police what they can do, what they can't do. Does that exist here?
No. And it's not the only statute. That's the only one we've included in our lawsuit because it goes directly to protest at legislature. But there are others that apply to protests in other locations. But the law or the statute is very vague and very broad. There's no way of knowing what would constitute a crime. And certainly, protesting at the legislature could not constitute a crime because that's protected speech. So there's no particular description of what they believe would constitute a crime, but rather anyone that shows up at the legislature and at plain sight creates a disorder that would tend to disrupt the legislature and its work. And not only would that be the case at the legislature, it would be the case anywhere where a legislator would appear to do what he would say is related, anything that's related to his work. For example, if you have a legislator who is appearing at some town where they may be inaugurating a project and a protest develops against that legislator for whatever reasons, and he felt that he was disrespected or in any way his work is being obstructed, then the people that are protesting at that location can be charged with violation of Article 297B, which is punishable by 3 years in jail.
So that sounds like a pretty straightforward, unconstitutional rule that has been passed.
No, it's definitely unconstitutional, and it's very difficult to even decipher what it is that they believe would be the crime, because protesting could not be considered a crime. Showing up at a location where you are protesting the work of the legislature could not be a crime. In fact, I'll give you two examples. Wisconsin. While in Puerto Rico, 1,000 people show up at the legislature to protest, and 10 try to go in to participate in the hearings. And by the way, in Puerto Rico, under the Constitution of Puerto Rico, the legislature has to be open to the public. It's a constitutional right, but they closed it off. Previous to that, they closed it off to the press and kicked the press out of the legislature so that they not cover the proceedings. Mm-hmm. And so have the Wisconsin case where thousands show up at the legislature, and I don't know if how many went into the rotunda, but the rotunda was wall-to-wall people with signs, and they occupied the legislature for I don't know how long, maybe 2 or 3 days. Nothing happened. No one was arrested. No one was accused of violating any criminal statute. The protest took place. It dissipated, and they moved on.
Now, when does this law take effect?
September 1st. We are the first to challenge that statute. We are asking the judge to issue an injunction against the Secretary of Justice so that he not implement this law and to declare it unconstitutional.
William Ramirez is director of the Puerto Rico chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.